Blog Talk Radio.
Pay attention. Shout to the homie Marlon. We in here, y'all. Baltimore, see y'all.
I heard a whisper from an angel in my sleep. She said you need to let go all that pain and what you keep. Baby, I know it's deep, but how you gonna live with bottled up emotions because you never forgive? Your partner's in a better place, he wouldn't want you stressing. What about your family? What about your blessings? How you gonna focus and be steady on your goal if you don't get rid of this burden that's so heavy on your soul? Well, I didn't know how that my problems wouldn't work. Nobody knew my pain, I was just smiling when it hurt. I guess I gotta cry since I ain't get it out this long. Dealing with it every day, I thought that meant that I was strong. You may figure that it's better, like it's easier to take, but when that pressure build up, it make you easier to breathe. See, God kept me safe through all these violent situations. Through these trials and tribulations, I'm just glad that I could have a conversation with my angel. And I'm flying away, all the clouds leave out my sky to bring some sunshine in my day. Suddenly everything's okay, and I hunger even more to conquer everything I dream. And I'm much stronger than before. With my angel, and I'm already fine. Got no time for nothing petty, homie. I'm ready to shine. A conversation with my angel got me in the clouds, and I'm good enough to get up, cause she got me when I'm down. But I ain't even scratched the surface. She said when I was born I always had a special purpose. She told me how she always used to watch me as I lay. How she used to wrap her wings around me as she prayed. How the devil want me gone, but God won't give him the permission. She said it's something bigger for you, just stick to your vision. Watch who be in your circle, cause the company you keep could be the very ones that bring you nothing but defeat. So I focus on my future, leaving history behind. Now I feel like I could make it, I feel victory is mine. All the hatred that I felt, all the agony and pain, makes the sun so beautiful, had to see it rain. See some people hold it in and throw their life away for years, cause they never had somebody there to wipe away their tears. See, God kept me safe through all these violent situations, through these trials and tribulations. I'm just glad that I could have a conversation with my angel. And I'm flying away, all the clouds leave out my sky to bring some sunshine in my day. Suddenly everything's okay, and I hunger even more to conquer everything I dream. And I'm much stronger than before. A conversation with my angel, and I'm already fine. Got no time for nothing petty, homie, I'm ready to shine. A conversation with my angel got me in the clouds, and I'm good enough to get up, cause you got me when I'm down. A conversation with my angel. This'll fulfill me forever. For the prophecy reads, I was built to be better. Inclined to understand the mind of a hater. Divine before my time, designed to be greater. Yes, sir, you feel that surge when I'm rhyming. When the pressure is on me, then emerge is a diamond. Timing, focus, determination, ambition. She said, pay attention to every word I'm saying and listen. Patience, obedience, humbleness, tolerance. Getting knocked down, help you master life's balances, challenges. Obstacles, roadblocks, pit stops. Don't stop till it stops. Tick tock, the clock goes, then time goes by so fast. Your chance might pass while your eyes close. So thanks, mom, for every time you made me laugh. I call you tomorrow just so I can have a conversation with my angel. And I'm flying away, all the clouds leave out my sky to bring some sunshine in my day. Suddenly everything's okay, and I hunger even more to conquer everything I dream. And I'm much stronger than before. A conversation with my angel. I'm already fine. Got no time for nothing petty, homie. I'm ready to shine. A conversation with my angel got me in the clouds, and I'm good enough to get up, cause she got me when I'm down. A conversation with my angel.
Strictly do it. I be running up, bang, bang. I be running up, bang, bang. Strictly do it.
Strong,
yeah, hard like it's the battle of the bands.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it,
let's do it.
We get
money. So many cow, your boy done went major. Now lay the flavor, jumping on Gator.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it,
let's do it.
We
get
money for real.
Hop, hop up out the bed, it's time to get it on. I'm like a broken light switch, cause I'm always on. My wrist on chill, my chain on glow. I'm all about that paper, bunking like the dollar store. Hey DJ, turn me up, you haters quiet down. I wear red every day, I'm up from Stone Mound. Between me and you, I just hustle harder. I'm like a Burger King, cause don't let me take your order. this is trap talk, and I'm a trap star. Pirate spot, posted by my cookie jar. I'm talking boss lingo, clock off in my console. Me all about me peso, ballin' like Diego. Workouts in my kitchen, saw this lead, don't take no photo. Sweat on my face for rubber band and all these bankrolls. When I'm on that juice, I turn the club into a smoke show. And fuck pulling on my plug, get it by the polo. Sweat on my face for running up these bands. In my trunk, hit hard like it's a battle of the bands.
Let's do it.
So many caps, your boy done went major. Now lay the flavor, jumping on Gator. Grown man, and in the second verse, it's still game time. I'm still talking words, I'm still rhyme verse. Send the four with no skirt, point blank range, but it ain't even hit the rain. I'm great with the school, so gonna act the fool. Yellow diamonds in my watch, yellow till they win the pool. Hustle in my bloodline, bitches just like a pit. Trunk going hand like crackers in the mindset. My lingo super slick. How you think I caught this bitch? Candy on the car, and it's brutal like a bowl trick. Still a rapping hater, you ain't seen none of this. You can call it hood rich, I just call it taking chill.
Red on my face, for running up these bands. In my trunk, hit hard like it's a battle of the bands.
Let's do it.
We
getting
money for real.
So many caps, your boy done went major. Now lay the flavor, jumping on Gator.
Cruising in my bread box, same color biscuit. Might as well call it seafood or fried clamshell. Can't you tell that this nigga really on some shit? Louis frame sack, right? And I rock the sticky stick. Magic kit, grits glitz, chilling with a model bitch. Sitting up in my Tonka toy. Damn, I got these nigga pissed. I can't miss. When I pour like the four fill, body dropping like I'm Brad Pitt and Mr. Mrs. Smith. Patron to the dome with a semi eyed ring. Smoking like a chimney, cruising like a submarine. Super clean in my scheme, doing spring swag check. If it seems that your jeans need to get a tag check, this dedicated to that white girl in black tape. She treat me like every day is my birthday. I feel like a pimp the way she get the bar. Never coming up short, bringing daddy all his
guard. Let's do it. For running up these bands in my trunk, yeah, hard like it's a battle of the bands.
Good morning, friends and family. Welcome back to Mixture of Arts, the place where art is in all diversity of music. This is your girl, Say To Say What, holding it down on EOTM Radio. Of course, y'all already know EOTM strives to encourage, empower, and enlighten minds by increasing networks, because we totally understand and increase this network. All right, folks, we only have 30 minutes in our segment tonight, but I just want to go ahead and mention some thing real quick. If you are a spoken word audience that want airplay, Mixture of Arts definitely want to hear you. And if you are a female rapper that wants to battle in the hottest freestyle battle, Mixture of Arts definitely wants to hear from you too. All spoken word artists, send in your MP3 track to Say To Say What at queensofinternetradio.com. And that's SayTuSayWhat at queensofinternetradio.com. And all female rappers, send in your bio and a sample track for consideration. All right? More details to come later. All right, Joe. Well, we have a great show for you guys tonight. If you heard it, well, if you haven't heard the hottest freestyle battle on Mixture of Arts, then you already know Ty, a.k.a. Stills Go Hard, with his lyrical twist that definitely sound like Jay-Z. Now, this artist is more than hip-hop. He is the future, and if you didn't know, he doesn't even have to diss anybody just to go hard. All right, folks, introducing the one and only Stills. What's poppin'? What's good with you, man? What's poppin'? What's good?
What's it, too? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. What's good, homie?
Everything's good. Everything, you know, everything. We got to take it one step at a time. It's good.
That's what's good. That's no. What's good, Stills. Well, I know I just touched a little bit about you, Stills, but for our listeners that haven't heard about you or don't even know how good of a hip-hop artist you are, can you just enlighten them with a little knowledge?
I guess for my best way of trying to do it, I've been making music or writing music, I guess, to try to give a little insight for a little over 10 years. Exactly, I might be, a producer, songwriter, song creator itself, and also artist. I have a few other people that I've worked with and continue to work with over that long period of time. And currently now, still just continue to network and build with new people and everybody that I can work with.
Okay, cool. That is so sweet. That's sweet. So I'm pretty sure our listeners want to know, like, what really inspired you to start writing?
Honestly, I didn't know from the beginning what really inspired me, except for the fact that I related to music and I seen it seem somewhat natural to do, but, I just felt it's more to offer if you offer more of yourself, but I can't dictate who does and who doesn't.
You know what? I can really dig it. You know why? Because I've seen so many people that, you know, sit up here and try to start a career, like, as a hip-hop artist. Well, first of all, you really have to label yourself. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people really don't know what to label themselves. So when they don't know how to label themselves, then they don't really know how to go about as far as their style or their particular flow. Now, is there any rapper out there that has inspired you to, like, become a hip-hop artist?
I mean, honestly, it's more than one. It's since I was growing up. I didn't notice it, but rest in peace, Michael Jack. Mr. Jackson himself, that man there inspired me from a young man just to push the button. I mean, the way he made videos and the way he did his thing was almost like every time he performed, he wanted to do something different or shut it down. So that was one. And as I grew up, hip-hop was always around me. A lot of our, what do you want to call, greats or pioneers of the game, they also inspired me. Even R&B, I mean, anything, everything, especially anything came from their heart, soul, or something that just really been lasting for years after years.
You know what's so funny, Stills, that you mentioned the whole hip-hop thing and the whole R&B thing. I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before yesterday, I was actually watching the awards for Def Jam. And, like, they had, like, I'm talking about all the artists from Def Jam's, from, like, KRS-One to Ja Rule to DMX to Mary J. Blige. I'm talking about all these folks, right? And I'm sitting up here watching, and I'm like, you know what? Can nobody else really, truly have their own awards like Def Jam, because you got to think about it. A lot of record labels such as, I can't even think of one, but it's so many labels out there that literally have beef with one another, or some of them are even dead, like, you know, Tupac and Biggie and those type of folks. Now, my thing is this. Real recognize real, of course. And, I mean, your freestyle is out of the norm. I don't really know how to really explain how you sound, but the only description I can really say is that you sound like Jay-Z. I'm talking about, I mean, it's more to it than just your lyrics itself. It's your drive, it's your energy, it's just more to it. Now, my thing is this. Well, I want to know this. What is the meaning of freestyle?
For me, it's coming off the top of the dome. I mean, I write almost every day if I could. Most of the time, I do. I can't sit here and say something to you that I just got through writing. I can't sit here and say something that really I'm just constantly going over weeks before. However, that's not really a freestyle for me. I was taught or told that a freestyle is something that you're thinking on at the moment, or just comes to spur of the moment. Somebody can pick a topic and say, spit on this or talk about this, and you should be ready to go. I mean,
okay, now for those who are listening, who are really into this whole freestyle thing, I mean, some people are really gifted with it and some others really don't. Do you just think it's a gift, or do you think that people really have to sit down and really practice?
I mean, honestly, I think a lot of our things are gifts. Some of us do have, I guess, what you call a gift of gab. Some of us, I think, we may slack on our skills or our talents, and that's what we have to work at. Everything that we're given, we still got to practice and work at. Certain people, we may not even have tapped into it yet. So something may have to spark inside of you. Something may have to happen before you, like you said, what's going to drive that person.
You know what? I totally feel what you're saying, because, like, recently I have just came to realize that to really be successful is, like, you really have to find your inner strength. And your inner strength is something that you have always wanted to be. It's something that you have, but you really don't pay no attention to because you have it. And I'm pretty sure, like, your inner strength is something that people always tell you that you're really good at. And people tell you, oh, man, you can make money off doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, for those listening that kind of want some advice, what would you tell them for those wanting to perfect their freestyle?
I mean, first, I think, like you said, just find yourself before you just really go out there, and either you're trying to do it to be like somebody, or if you're just copying off of somebody, you're not really doing it genuine. First, just find yourself, and if that's something that you cater to or your body gravitates to, relax and have fun. First, probably with your first-hand partner or whoever's real close to you. Y'all sit down. I might be joking. As far as really freestyling, y'all two should be able to point at different things or joke about what y'all are doing or where y'all at, or make a freestyle about what you're doing at the moment or however. But that's an easy way to practice, just by joking with him or her, and y'all two could be going back and forth. Before you know it, that daily routine becomes something where you're ready to do more than that.
Okay, so who are some folks that you have worked with, and who, like, produces your beats and everything like that?
Blessings to the man upstairs. I was blessed with a brother 2 years after me, JMY. L Double. That was the first hand man that I was always working with because he was always around me. And really, I think just me speaking to him on doing music, it tripped me out because he felt similar. And it wasn't like I did anything for him besides maybe put some guidance on something that he may need it or may didn't. The same vice versa. He may have showed me something. So he produced tracks and he also writes. So a lot of the music was either made by him or I. Okay. Another one of my colleagues or close friends is Chef Dizzle from the Oven Hot fam. Right now working with Scrappy Music also.
Big shout out to Chef, definitely, because he is hot, of course.
Yes, he is. On fire, he got connects himself and also family that's with him, so... not to mention D&D. That's just to let a piece in. I ain't going to really get into it, but Fresh Produce is another. It's a handful of artists and producers that have helped me.
Okay, well, Ty, I am pretty sure that our listeners want to go ahead and hear you go ahead and bust that flow real quick. You want to go ahead and spit that five fours real quick?
I mean, I don't mind. You host how we gonna roll it. I don't know.
Cool, go ahead.
Say to say.
Yeah.
EOTM Radio, live, yeah, 6-7 representative, Ty Still, We at the end of September, turn it to the October, 10th month of the year, I get it in, never closer than you heard, but you know it, I just get it in, I focus in, I get closer than your last slogan, hold on, you pull a chart like you Hogan, I put a hawk out and get the niggas moving till they go in. A bad gap, but guess what? That man is not pulling for the talk or the background, but guess what? I'm pulling that. Nah, you tryna act like you got the lack or your Mac out. But I could put sauce on that, because your man is getting back for the boss with that. No time calling that, costing that. Man, you could fall it back, never calling back, because the first call is all of that. Put it in them all is back with two hands, you can call it that. Biggie better bet on black, put the red on that, put the red on hat, because the red stock is red in that. I'm red a boxer like your man is never stopping, keep your face popping, over red and popping, you could stop it or drop shit, never hurting this, nah, stay about the cockpit unless you wording this or swerving this, I keep the curve with this, bitches jersey this, and never stopping to the ATL observing this, hold on, nah, that's another brother, that's just where I'm standing at, where I'm landing at, nah, that's just where it is, brotherly love, like Philly right here, who wanted this, get the love, keep the gloves out, I'm Rocky with Steve's. I break them niggas like Sylvester on him or on knees. Stallone, I break them on trees like blow that or blow these. You niggas think off of these, cause the girl there is calling these. But you can keep them on line 9, cause I'm on my other thing. Till I see you keep your mans and your brother on some other swings. Cause right now I'm covering things. I'm never slowing down, I'm buttering things. Like another bread, keep my biscuit on over the head. My loaf is coming over here, in and out these legs. But yeah, that green net is like the green giant or the green monster. Keep your green red, keep your green blown. Your man is looking like the last one with time in the front, your green gone. I smoke like it's gringo, I keep it like it's gotta be. The last one you ocho was sideways, horizontal flow. Your man is Padre, ain't gonna sit it, but still I swing out and die. Say, that he out of the park, out of the ways, out of your lane. You out of the dark, I'm seeing the light. Every time I open my eyes, I'm thankful for Christ to give me mine. Yeah. Every time there's no line, there's no design until you find the way you find in every person, every line and going there. I'm right there with you, never slowing down. This man has got his fist up in the air. Break down and get your shit broke down and where you can stop, you can hear. I still drop any tear for everybody that's a flop to rock they. Hold on. Oh, man.
That's cool. That is definitely what is popping, y'all. I know you guys will definitely go ahead and fill in stills. Well, we have a couple of callers on the line. Well, I will just go ahead and put you on. The number I see is 401-545. You are live. What's popping? What's good?
I just wanted to tell him he did a really good job. I like the music. I like the fact that you did something tonight that was involving what you were talking about, and you actually didn't have it all over the place. So I just wanted to say I liked your music. It was nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Definitely popping. Well, can you tell us your name?
My name is Aisha.
Okay, well, thank you, Aisha, for calling in and leaving your feedback. All right, folks, we have a couple of minutes on this show. If you was feeling stills, definitely go ahead and hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/saywhat, and that's SAYEWHAT. I am definitely sure that you was feeling Ty because he definitely got skills. All right, Ty. Now, I have another question. Well, basically, I would say, as far as those, like those of you out there that really, really, truly, you know what I'm saying, want to get out there, still, can you give them some inspiration as far as telling them what to do or how to come about finding connects as well?
Honestly, like that's something I'm also working on to become more business savvy, but basically kind of what you're doing, like how you're reaching out to different people, going to different venues.
Okay.
And just really
that's
just trying to keep your face, somewhere relevant and pay attention to who may be around you, because you could actually be anywhere and running to the right connect. I mean, you never know who walk beside you or who walk upon you. You just got to be prepared. So try to prepare yourself.
That is so very true. And you know what else, though? Always respect yourself because you don't know who is who. You don't know who is who.
Really? All
right, Joe. Well, my time is up. Ty Stills, I really do appreciate you being on Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say To Say What. I definitely want to go ahead and congratulate you because I know you are such a wonderful artist. And I'm pretty sure, like, once you really get out there, people will definitely love you. And you know what? I know you guys are probably asking if he does music. Yes, he does. But I couldn't really get a track for him. But I will definitely get a track for you guys later on. So y'all stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
And y'all definitely go ahead and listen to Mixture of Arts next week, Thursday, with your girl, Say To Say What. Is there anything else that you want to say still? Can you just let our listeners know where they can find you at?
Just like you said, really, I appreciate you for even giving me the opportunity and just being a woman of your word. You always been doing your part, and I appreciate the fact that we know each other. Other than that, like you say, yeah, it is going to be something coming to your hands ASAP to you, airmail. And as far as reaching me, anybody can reach me at stillsoaring9aol.com.
Yeah, go ahead.
AOL. Now you got it. That's it.
popping, 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 definitely. So good night, y'all. Y'all have a good night, all right? Bye.